football on off the ball.
Qualifying for World Cup was amazing. Compared to my child, Diego was for me, it's the best feeling in the world. No one ever topped that. Like, but it was important that I came back and refocused and really tried to get this league over the line.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Josh, just what are the excitement levels like? I know it's only Monday, like, but what are the excitement levels like ahead of Sunday?
Oh my God, I can't wait. I'm just so excited for it to be Sunday already. I really can't wait for this game. It's going to be unbelievable.
Yes, I'd imagine that buzzes all around the dressing room.
Oh, everybody's so excited for it. Everybody's really up for it. Everybody's just so excited for it.
Yeah, it's going to be an incredible occasion. Performance against St. Pat's in the semi-final was obviously an incredible performance, probably the high point of your season. You need another performance like that again on Sunday.
Yeah, exactly. We know what we have to do. We know they're a really good side. But like you just said there, that St. Pat's game, we really showed how good we can be. We really showed how together we can really be. And if we bring that into Sunday, we know we're really confident we can get the job done.
That early goal by Shawnee really settled the nerves, didn't it?
Yeah, it was a huge moment in the game. I think it was just a great goal, wasn't it? Really good composure by Shawnee, and it really got us going for that game. And it really got us a lot of confidence to bring into the rest of the game. And then obviously we got another two after that, and I thought the overall team performance was really, really good that night.
Yeah, when Evan scored those two goals, the roof was torn off the place. It was just an incredible atmosphere.
Oh, the atmosphere was unbelievable. The fans were really, really behind us for the whole game, and it was just an unbelievable atmosphere, unreal. Just, it was unbelievable. Really good night.
It wasn't just the attacking goals that you scored, it was the defensive performance was just incredible throughout that 90 minutes as well.
Yeah, I thought the back five, we really stuck together. I thought we really defended, like our lives depended on it. I really thought that we were really together, which was really good for us. You know, we battled for each other, we looked after each other at the back, and that's what really got the job done.
How have you found operating as that wing back? I'd imagine it's a very demanding position.
Yeah, it is. It's a really demanding position. It's a bit different for me. I wasn't really used to playing there. But look, I'm really enjoying it. I'm really enjoying the defensive side now of my game as well, which I'm trying to improve every week, which is really good.
Shamrock Rovers, you've seen them up close and personal quite a lot this season. What have you made of them and how good they are as a team?
Look, we all know how good their quality is. Look, they wouldn't have won the league if they didn't have good quality, but we also have really good quality, I think. So I think everybody's really confident that we can go up there and win that game. But we know they're a really good side.
And for you to run out playing the Aviva Stadium is going to be an incredible moment.
Oh, it's going to be unbelievable. It's what you dream of as a kid, you know, growing up in Cork. These are the games you really want to be involved in, and I just really can't wait.
And I mentioned the atmosphere against St. Pat's in the semi-final. You're going to need the fans to do that again up in the Aviva on Sunday.
Exactly. We're going to need everybody behind us on Sunday. We're going to need to hear them as loud as they've been all season. We really need everybody behind us. And yeah, just like we said there in the St. Pat's game, I thought they were unbelievable, but we need to be even better on Sunday.
What's the hurt been like in the dressing room since the relegation? I suppose they use that as motivation then this coming Sunday.
Look, we're all disappointed about how the league went this year. Everybody's disappointed. But like you just said there, we need to put that to the back of our head for this week, especially because we've got such a huge game on Sunday that we know we can go and win, which will be huge for us.
Josh, best of luck on Sunday, bud.
Thanks very much. Appreciate it.
Cheers, man.
Thanks very much.